Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. Wait weary. It was a crystal clear April morning in the early dawning of spring. Nature, having escaped the deadly grip of an aggressive winter, was regaining life. The Connecticut River was on the move, stretching its limbs after many months of dormancy. The virile current filled the air with joyful chattering in celebration of spring's arrival. A trip to the movies was a good idea, but not a great idea. Building a raft and taking the Connecticut River by storm? Now that was a great idea. But Kenny faced the daunting task of convincing his young friend Mickey that a trip to the movies was not the suited flavor of the day. Rather, a Tom Sawyer adventure was in the air, and the river beckoned the boys, come. No one could blame Mickey's reservations. He couldn't swim. Since Kenny's plan was frightening at best, Mickey pleaded for a trip to the movies instead. We're not even going in the water, Kenny reasoned. We'll be on a raft. With the advantage of age and maturity, Kenny convinced his young friend to join the adventure. The two boys soon found themselves on the river's edge constructing a makeshift craft. When the project was complete, Kenny donned a smile that took up half his face. Mickey felt a surge of confidence as he surveyed their hard work. This adventure looked promising after all. So on a brisk spring morning, two pirates boarded their decadent ship, with a white sail reaching toward the heavens. They were armed with a trusty compass, swords, and a fully loaded cannon. Trailing on the young voyager's heels was a mischievous monkey named Calliope. By the time the sun retired at the close of the day, the boys would be able to say they conquered the raging sea. At first, the craft wobbled in search of smooth bearings. But once it settled into the current's groove, the boys sailed smoothly down the river. Standing with his hands on his hips and a chest swelled with pride, Kenny felt accomplished as Mickey turned to give an approving smile. The river was hungry, hungrier than the boys realized. The current became choppy and less predictable. The boys huddled together until they reached calmer waters. But the river was relentless. At the rise and fall of the current, their feeble craft bounced atop the untamed river. Mickey quickly became fearful. He screamed for Kenny to get them to shore. Kenny's mind raced in search of a solution. Suddenly, one of the ropes snapped, and a piece of the raft was swept away. Mickey's panicked screams escalated. It was only a brief moment before another section of the raft broke apart. Having been substantially weakened, the craft shattered under the next blow of the river's force. The impact sent the two boys sailing into the freezing water. Tragic. That's the word to describe this story. And though it sounds much like a dark fairy tale, it isn't. This story is true. 65 years ago, the river claimed Mickey's life and spared Kenny. Kenny was my dad, and this devastating tragedy changed his life forever. I cannot begin to understand how such a young boy processes an event of this magnitude, nor do I know how a child bears the weight of such grief. What I know is this. Just as Mickey passed away on that day, pieces of my father passed away as well. He reminded himself over and over again that if only he had gone to the movies, if only. A complicated layer of guilt plagued him as he watched the devastation Mickey's family endured. In the coming weeks and months, everything changed at school. The kids gave my father a new nickname, Murderer. Everywhere he turned, the label brought him back to the nightmare on the Connecticut River. To make his nightmare complete, greedy reporters hammered at his front door in an attempt to cash in on a child's trauma. The passing of years did little to relieve Dad's pain. His suffering was buried under the coming chapters of his life. His faithful memory haunted him with defined details that he was powerless to erase. As an adult serving in the Air Force, Mickey materialized in the dark shadows of the night. Dad's imagination was a frequent enemy. None of us are exempt from life's difficulties. We may not be served the kind of tragedy that makes the evening news, but we know what it feels like to ride the rocky currents of life. It's the slamming door of the parent who never came back. It's the weight of regret over the abortion she wished she never had. It's the deafening screams of an unforgiving heart. It's the echoes of that painful mistake. It's the play-by-play of a failed marriage. It's the wounded adult who failed to protect the child. It's the presence of a grave and the absence of a voice. It's the dark side of life that leaves you aching, heavy, confined, sorrowful, bleeding. No matter how much backtracking we do, we all face certain circumstances that leave us helpless. We simply cannot piece together what life tore apart. And honestly, I believe that is God's design. Some events are not meant to be fixed. They're meant to be healed. And there is only one healer. He is the only one who can supernaturally transfer the heavy burden of pain we endure to his capable shoulders. Here is the sad truth. Far too many have passed from life into death with unhealed hearts. While they still had life in their being, a Savior longed to gather their pain and set their captive hearts free. How tragic. Jesus is so much bigger than life. He infuses into us what we are lacking in ourselves. Jesus reaches into our brokenness and stops the bleeding. Memories may remain, scars may be visible, but the pain is a fleeting sensation that lacks a vital sting. God's healing is beautiful. He takes the assaults of life and makes us better for having endured them. I often indulge my imagination with happy endings, so permit me this once. 45 years after the angels gathered Mickey, my father entered heaven's gates. There is no doubt in my mind that the two friends enjoyed a beautiful reunion. There, on the shores of a glassy sea, an enormous ship is adorned with a massive white sail. The regal craft is ready for her maiden voyage. Upon her bow, two young voyagers stand ready to take the sea by storm. With compasses in hand, swords on hips, a cannon fully loaded, and a monkey named Calliope, Kenny and Mickey embark upon a new adventure, and a beautiful adventure it is. There, on the high seas of eternity, tragedy cannot find you. Death does not know your name. Be overtaken by a sense of wonder, young voyagers. Mount up on the wings of your new adventure. Take the sea by storm. Sail on, seafaring warriors. Question to ponder. Are you holding on to pain that only the Savior can heal?